You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the performance arts. And we've talked about delays and cancellations in recent episodes, but in some ways, what's happening in our world right now due to the current health crisis is prompting us to be even a bit more creative. So while we social distance and shelter at home, where I'm doing this interview, we're checking in with our special guest, who I believe is also at home in Chelsea, Michigan, Jeff Daniels. Is that where you are right now, Jeff?
It is, Lisa. Yep, Chelsea.
How you doing?
We're fine. We're healthy. The family is pretty much together, quarantined together, and self-isolating together, and we're lucky. There are many people who are suffering and aren't as fortunate to just sit at home, and they're losing their paychecks, losing their jobs, and it's brutal. It's just brutal out there. I feel for every one of them.
Well, of course, Chelsea is home to the Purple Rose Theater, which you founded back in 1991, and like all other entertainment venues, you had to pause production along with everyone else due to the current pandemic. So you've come up with an idea to help support the theater. Tell us about that.
Well, everybody's doing it, but I have a show that we can put right up on live stream. I've done an unplugged acoustic guitar show at the theater every Christmas for 15 years, I think. And so we're just basically going to do that, and we're going to put it up on a live stream. It'll be we're getting the kinks worked out as far as the how to get it, but it's basically, if you go to the Purple Rose Facebook page, it'll be on the Purple Rose YouTube channel as well. And it's a way to raise money for the theater. We're like baseball, football, and hockey and basketball. Our people sit shoulder to shoulder. And I don't know when we're coming back and when they're going to allow that. And when they do, in what form. So in the meantime, after 30 years of this theater meaning so much to me and so much to the community, we're in a place where we're trying to keep it. So I think I can go out there. We're looking at doing it weekly and just do the unplugged show, or this kind of once a week, do 1 hour every night on YouTube and raise money for the Purple Rose and see if we can't help.
So you think you might do this every week moving forward?
Well, we're hoping it goes well.
Yeah.
I honestly think, I probably won't go back to shooting anything until... They're telling me July, but they don't know.
Yeah.
It could be fall. So I'm sitting here, and it's a chance for me to do something to help the theater. I enjoy the guitar show. I enjoy writing and songs, and so we're looking to do it weekly. We'll get through the first one, see how it goes, but it wouldn't take much for me to do this once a week.
Where were you when we all sort of got put in lockdown and told to stay home? Were you in the middle of a project somewhere?
I was just starting. I had just finished. We did. James Comey wrote a book called Higher Loyalty, and we shot that in Toronto. And we finished February 15th.
Wow!
And I came home, and I had 3 weeks, and then I had to go to Pittsburgh to start a Showtime series that Dan Futterman, who was the head writer on and producer of Looming Tower. We took a book called American Rust by Philip Meyer, and we turned it into a real deep dive into that corner of America down there in western Pennsylvania. And it's a great series. And I was literally landed and drove down to Pittsburgh, and we were getting ready to do the first read through of the first episode. And Dan came in and said, they're shutting us down for 2 weeks. And you kind of knew, and he said, it's going to be longer. And so we just got back in the cars and came back to Michigan.
So what has that been like for you, Jeff Daniels, to be in the middle of all these major productions and doing all this great work, and now you're back in Chelsea, and are you watching a lot of TV? How are you spending your days?
Playing a lot of guitar. I mean, everybody who's got a musical instrument, in this case, either piano or guitar, but certainly guitar, they are doing what they are called woodshedding. I mean, all those DVDs that I got from Stefan Grossman and Happy Traum, and where you can get better, you know, by looking at DVDs and having these great, that's what I'm doing. Just going to grad school on the acoustic, all those things that you wish you had time to do and you mean to get to, that's one thing I'm doing. I've written a whole bunch of plays that are in various software programs, some of which don't even work anymore. So I'm about 10 plays into my retyping my 18 plays that I wrote for the Purple Rose. So I'm retyping them all into one writing software, which is boring as hell, but it's fascinating to kind of go back through plays that I had written 20 years ago and longer, and to see, oh, gee, I didn't get away with that, or, oh, look what I came up with there. It's been cool. It's been good. And I'm going to get them all in one place, and then I'll like that a lot.
So you're keeping your creative juices flowing.
I'm basically doing what I would be doing if I were retired.
Oh.
I told Kathleen that. We're walking the dogs around the lake, and I'm saying, this is, and I did just turn 65, and the only thing missing really is the gold watch. So it's kind of like a forced retirement. At least that's how I'm trying to look at it. You know, it helps me keep my sanity.
But we learned a new term, too, woodshedding. Or is that
an
old term?
Well, it's not. Musicians, yeah. Guitar players know it. But yeah, that's where you relearn some of those songs you thought you knew, but you were kind of cheating in that one part. Yeah, you really go in deep.
So we'll be able to hear that this coming Monday, April 27th. Jeff Daniels online and Unplugged Live, a fundraiser for the Purple Rose Theater Company. Now, I know you perform with your son Ben a lot. Is he going to be around?
Ben and my son Lucas, they're manning the cameras. We've got three cameras going, and Ben is on the board where he'll switch between the cameras and the audio will go through there. Yeah, it's we're trying to do a little bit more than just staring into the laptop. So Ben and Lucas will be involved, and at least this first time, it'll be just me. And then, but sure, if I keep doing this every week, then I'm sure we'll see Ben at some point.
So you're fancy in Chelsea. This is all in your house in Chelsea, Michigan, and you have all these cameras and all this stuff there.
Well, we have a recording studio on the property that it's our man cave for me, for Ben, for Luke, and we do a lot of work out of there. I do a lot of voiceovers out of there. All the stuff I've been doing recently with Doris Kearns Goodwin and Kenny Burns. You know, it's just that's where we do it. So it's. It's a business. It's 2188 Studio, and this is just another thing we're doing.
And I also saw recently a video you shared with when Al Kaline passed away. You had a song. Did you write that song, or what was that song that we saw you performing in his memory?
I did. I wrote a song. I just called it Al Kaline. He was my childhood hero. Certainly many others felt the same way. And it was really just meant for me. And I do that a lot. I'll just write stuff and it goes into the notebook. It's kind of a, you know, the kids can go through it later. And it was just, I send stuff sometimes to Devin Skillian, who writes songs, and Brian Vander Ark and I have done that kind of thing. I just sent it to Devin going, you know, as soon as I heard Al died, I had to do something. And what did he mean to me? And as you look back, I mean, what did you take from him, if anything? I mean, the song really kind of explores what childhood heroes who actually live up to the billing, what they mean to you later in life. And Al really stood the test of time, not only on the field, but off the field. And he was the first guy, probably, whether I knew it or not, I certainly did later, that you don't get to great without hard work. You don't just get out of bed and you're great. And in Hollywood, you get that a lot. You see that a lot. Somebody who had one lucky hit movie and now they're, you know, a genius. And it's just not. And you could tell that Kaline worked at what he did. He worked to make it look effortless. And so I remember that stayed with me, and I certainly have, you know, to get where I'm at and to stay there, I've said it before, you got to outwork everybody else.
Hmm.
And I think that came from K-Line. That came from, so I wrote the song and I sent it to Devin, and he said, you know, can I put it on Flashpoint? I said, well, if you think it'll speak to others, if it's not just personal for me, he goes, I think it does. And he was right.
Yeah, maybe we'll put a link to that, too, with this interview at WEMU.org in case other people might want to hear it. And one thing you mentioned...
It's available. It's up on my website. Okay. Yeah, you can get it if you want it.
All right, great. We'll definitely put a link to that. And here you are. You're going to be doing this concert at home in Chelsea. Will you miss... This is going to sound horrible, but will you miss the applause? And by asking that, I mean, will you miss the connection of people being in the room responding to what you're doing at that time?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly, I feed off that.
Yeah.
The applause, no, but the back and forth when they laugh, how much did they laugh?
Right.
Ooh, they laugh there when they usually don't. You know, all that stuff that you're doing on your feet. But it's interesting as we continue to rehearse it up this week. It's more intimate. You don't have to, and I think having done the movies and television and all that with camera, when the camera's there, you don't have to go any further. And there are ways also to kind of bring that camera into you. And that's just stuff that you learn from film acting. And so in a way, I'll miss the interaction with the audience, but, it's somehow more, it's intimate. It's like, you know, me coming to your living room and just playing for you. That's how I'm going at it.
Just kidding. Well, I mean, we're home. And you'll be seen, though, because you're doing this on your YouTube channel. For me, doing radio at home, my hair may or may not look like yours did in Dumb and Dumber, just saying. But it's radio. Nobody knows for sure. But, you know, it's tough. And we're grateful that you're still finding a way to share your gifts with us. And, again, that's coming up Monday, April 27th already. Jeff Daniels Online. And Unplugged Live, a fundraiser for the Purple Rose Theater Company. And where can people see it again?
They can go to the Purple Rose Theater Company, either YouTube channel or Facebook page, and they'll get what they need as far as the info.
And if you decide to share it on a weekly basis, we'll share that information as well. Jeff Daniels, stay healthy, stay well, and try to enjoy this time home alone with your family.
You too, Lisa. Thank you.
All right, take care.